Good morning, everyone. My name is Ashley. I know a lot of you, not every one of you, and my husband Matt is in the back there. I've met more of you since our little boy Garrett was born. Babies have a way of doing that. And he is actually a miracle child. So this is our God story. I'm going to take my shoes off. So Matt and I grew up in church and Christian homes. We got married in 2010, and we did a lot of typical couple-y things. We went traveling for a couple of months, came home and thought, okay, now we can commit to stuff. So we got a dog, we bought a house, and then, of course, what follows is baby. So I'm your typical planner. I like to follow rules, and this usually works out really well for me. So I made a plan. I went to the doctor, I followed all the rules, and it wasn't working. So this was very humbling for me. Normally I have a formula, I follow it, it works, done. Well, this wasn't happening. And I was confused because I thought, God, we're asking you for a baby. This is a good thing. We're not asking you for lots of money. We're not asking you for a big fancy house, whatever. We want a baby. Why can't we have a baby? And I was hurt because everybody around us was having babies, seemingly very easily. And we weren't, so that was hard. So I went to the doctor again, and I'm going to speak in acronyms because I know a lot of you will squirm if I start talking fertility. But if you want to know the details, please come talk to me. I have no problem talking about that. So I was diagnosed with PCOS, and I thought, yeah, no, I'm going to figure this out my way and get past this my way. I didn't want to follow my doctor's advice. So I went for acupuncture and did some crazy Chinese medicine things, and I waited for the OB referral. And, of course, if you're waiting for a specialist, it takes forever. So we were waiting and waiting and praying a lot. And we were prayed for often in this church, which was very powerful and fantastic. And God was always there. I never doubted that God wasn't there. I was clinging to him. And I was working very hard at surrendering the outcome to him. I knew that one day I'd be a mom. I kind of felt it deep in my guts. But I didn't know when or how or whatever. And so I thought, you know what, God, I surrender that to you. I know that your plan is better than mine and your timing is better than mine. So it's all good, you know, whatever. But in the meantime, this really hurts, and it's really hard. And so I got to know God as my comforter in a new way. Isaiah 66:13 says, as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. And that means a lot more now as a mother, because I know what it's like to comfort your child. And, you know, when a child is hurting or in pain or confused or whatever, and you just grab them to your chest, you know, that's a totally different kind of mothering than feeding your child and playing with your child and whatever. And so to know God in that capacity as well is fantastic. And really, you don't know God that well until you can know him as your comforter, I think. So we all know that, you know, like when you're going through suffering, it's a huge beneficial part of that is to get to know that aspect of God. Also, Ephesians 3:16-21, it's a really well-known passage, one of my favorite chunks of scripture. And it talks about knowing God's love that surpasses knowledge. So, of course, again, we know this. This is getting to know God on a different level, at a heart level, at an experience level. And that's huge. It's very important. So for me, too, that was it was a very valuable year in that way. I grew a lot closer to God. It was a little over a year, by the way, the whole chunk of time. So finally got to the OB, got some more tests done. I went for an HSG and on my birthday, and they told us that we cannot conceive naturally. It was the worst birthday of my life. Very hard. Heartbreak. So we thought, okay, for now, this is just going to go on the back burner. We're going to just be selfish, and we're going to go traveling again, and we're going to just forget about kids. Well, good thing we didn't make any plans, because 3 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. Yay, God! Like, what a miracle. It was so fantastic. And even now, when I go see, if I see an OB, they say to me, you have a baby? Like, that can't be. Here he is. He's living proof. So what a gift, what a gift, what a huge honor to be given a miracle like that. It's fantastic. I'm not good at receiving gifts. I usually feel like I have to earn them or give you something in return or say thank you a bazillion, gazillion times, and I'm just not good at receiving things. So God was, I think, really teaching me, look, you just got to just receive it, you know, accept it. And again, in this chunk of scripture that I was mentioning, Ephesians 3, verse 19 also says, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Not that you may fill yourself up or obtain fullness, but that you may be filled. So I was reading in Isaiah, and it really struck me that the Israelites were trying to win this war. They had this impending doom coming on them, and they thought, okay, we're going to make alliances, we're going to build up our army and stuff, and kind of forget about God. And God said to them, Isaiah 30, verse 15, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength, but you would have none of it. I thought, yeah, that totally is me, you know. I'm like, no, I'll do it myself. You're too busy worrying about tsunamis and floods and things. You know, this is just small. I can do it on my own. But I just need to be quiet and trust. And so I finally learned that. Actually, it's funny. My stepmom told me that. I was like, what do I do? What can I do? You know, like, I've already gone to the specialist and all this stuff. And she said, just nothing. Just wait. Just wait and wait for God. So I've learned that lesson now. I might have to learn it again. I'm bad at that, but I have Garrett to remind me, so it's pretty cool. So even though it was really hard, it was awesome. And look, what an honor to be given this opportunity to have a miracle in my life. That's just so fantastic. You know, like, what a great way to glorify God. And it's really an honor and a privilege. So that's it. Thank you.